Tim, do you ever recall the legislation trying to be hammered out this late in to December?
Well, yeah, there's been a tradition. In fact, it's not unusual at all. What may be unusual is that this lame duck session was as short as it was. Everybody split yesterday afternoon around 3 o'clock.
Well, what was wrapped up from what you could see?
Well, they did pass some legislation. They ordered criminal background checks on people that work at daycare centers. They allowed teenagers to give blood under the age of 16. They passed five bills that would eliminate and ban human trafficking. And in somewhat of a symbolic move in this lame duck session, the last legislation to be adopted was legalized moose hunting. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Listen, before we go any further, you did an exit interview with the governor the other day. What'd you get out of her?
Not much. I didn't get what I wanted. I wanted to know what was next. That's probably the hottest story with her.
Yeah.
Pretty much what we've heard the last month or so from. You know, her policies, especially the challenges she's faced the last few years, she felt that she's done as good a job as she could do, and
yep.
Especially with the Republicans having the power that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And she had some kind things to say. I think it was pretty classy what she had to say about Rick Snyder on her way out.
Yep.
So it is what it is. But the news from her is going to be what's next.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know at all?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, neither do I. Well, if anyone would know, I figured it'd be you. Well, as we get into December, Rick Snyder seems to be quiet on that camp. He's made a lot of hires. I know they're probably hammering out some other hires and a plan on what they're going to attack for 2011.
Well, I'm sure they're very busy. In fact, I'm going to meet with him later on this morning. The transition continues. He did have this joint news conference with the governor earlier this week, which was a real hoot. I mean, these guys are so much into bipartisanship that they were just beside themselves if they got a chance to stand up in front of the press corps and say, "Hey, look what we did. We each picked 10 people for the MEDC, and while the earth didn't move, it was a nice symbolism, and it does show that politicians from different parties can cooperate." But, you know, it was vintage both of them because they're both into cooperation and teamwork, and it was just fun to watch them both up there.
The difference between Rick Snyder when he announced as a candidate and Rick Snyder, the governor-elect.
Yeah, he's come a long ways. He really has. His style, his approach. I don't know if he's just totally comfortable with the media yet, but you know, it's an acquired taste, and sometimes it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. give the guy some slack here, because you know, when you're in the corporate world, you don't do anything with anybody peering over your shoulder, especially from the news media. And so it has to be somewhat of a cultural adjustment to try to figure out, God, how do I deal with these 30 people that are watching everything I do? It is an adjustment. He's a smart guy. He'll figure it out. But he has come a long ways. He's starting to use his humor a little bit more that you and I have talked about in the past. So he'll be okay, but the honeymoon will be short, and the reality has not yet sunk in as to what he's going to do. They're still working on that behind the scenes.
Who is the most important person in his administration?
Besides him?
Yeah.
Well, could be his wife.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, the person that you trust the most is the one that you go to. Remember, she's the one that started this whole thing. She's the one that took him to dinner and said to him over cocktails, "Hey, I think you ought to run for governor." So if he doesn't work out, he can blame his wife, which is what most good husbands do at some point in their careers. Look, he's surrounded himself with some key players that are good folks that have been in this government before, and they know how to get the job done. And so I think so far, on his appointment standpoint, I think he gets pretty high marks.
I know that you are still trying to get to know all the new faces that you'll be chasing down for the next couple of years. Who is the newest legislator you think that'll have the most impact?
Well, the guy that I was, in fact, we just booked this yesterday, and mark this down on your calendar because it'll be an interesting show. We're going to tape this show on January the 6th. We have all of the four new legislative leaders coming in. Mr. Hamill, the Democratic leader in the House, Jace Bolger, who's the Republican speaker, Randy Richardville, the new Senate leader, and Gretchen Whitmer from East Lansing, the Democratic leader. My sense is all of them will be very interesting to watch. I know them. Bolger has not been in a very visible, high-profile leadership post. I get the sense that this guy's a pretty straight shooter, that he's a man of his word. And my gut feeling as we go into this holiday period, maybe it's just my Christmas spirit coming out, I think the four of these guys and the new governor are going to get along pretty well. It's not going to be like what we saw over the last 4 years with Messrs. Bishop and Dillon and the governor.
The lieutenant governor-elect as well as Gretchen Whitmer seem like smart, fiery people who have a great future ahead of them.
Well, Brian Kelly doesn't come off to me as being very fiery, to be honest with you, and there's nothing wrong with that. He's kind of a low-key, but he's a substantive guy, and people on both sides of the aisle liked him and respected him, and that you can't ask for much more in this process. John Cherry had that. He was respected by both sides, and people liked him, and he had a good sense of humor. Whitmer does have a career ahead of her. Not sure what she wants to be or what she wants to do, but I know that it's not being the leader of 12 people in the Senate.
And before I let you go, Tim, if you look at both Detroit News and Detroit Free Press, more on the Kwame Kilpatrick story.
38 counts.
Boy, is that a mess.
It's unbelievable.
No wonder Detroit is in such peril. Does that mean anything for the state capitol?
Well, my guys at J Radio asked me that this morning, and I think not. People can determine that Dave Bing is not Kwame Kilpatrick and doesn't have the same baggage. Is it bad for Detroit? Yeah. Will this story continue on forever? Yeah. But I don't think the impact in the Lansing capital area is going to be that much. It'll be the talk of the town. I wish everybody was in town today so we could do some chattering with them, but they left before the story broke. So it's certainly not good news. It's just awful. And if the stuff is true, and remember, the guy's innocent until proven guilty, if it is true, it just shows some of the worst corruption we've seen in the state in years, decades.
Who are your guests for Off the Record this weekend?
We do Joel Shaltron, who's a conservative Democrat who says it's time to reinvent the Democratic Party, and if they don't do it, they're going to be in trouble. And he also is a saxophone player. I tried to coax him into playing something for us, but he's got a CD instead. So that show is already in the can because we're doing our exit interview with the governor tomorrow afternoon, and my technical people had to clear the decks to get over to the residence to set up for that.
Maybe we can get him to play with Bill Clinton.
Well, you know, hey, Rick Snyder's an old saxophone player, too. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Absolutely. In the first meeting we had, we established that real quick. I play clarinet, he plays saxophone. We're going to make nice music together.
Well,
eh?
You know what? We'll start a band up, and I'll be your house DJ.
Ooh, I don't think we can afford you.
What are you working on for Channel 6 today?
I don't know. You got an idea?
You know, the news starts drying up as we get into the season. We have to work a little bit harder.
Yeah, I noticed you called me about 2 minutes before airtime, sweetheart.
Well, I had someone bail on me, and I'm not happy about that.
So I'm your second choice, eh, man?
Well, you know, I try not to bother you. I like to let you do your thing and not get you on as much. And
trust me, you are never a bother, my friend.
Well, I always like chatting with you.
Likewise.
What are you going to do over the holiday?
Work.
Yeah?
Transition continues. We may take a day or two off and head up to Traverse City, but I've got many media mouths to feed, and they're hungry.
Have you ever written a book?
Two of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You going to do another one soon?
I should have done one on this campaign, but I was too stupid to figure it out before it happened. It'll story my life, man.
And now all the notes are in the trash.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy your day.
Okay, catch you later.